Music Hall of Fame, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC.
Oh, dance with me, darling, to our song.
Once again, we're back here on the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. We're just sitting on the other side of the second hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree. That means the 9 o'clock hour. We are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario. We can also be heard and broadcast proudly over historic CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. And we can also be heard worldwide at www.cfrc.ca and most listening devices. With that all mentioned, I would like to invite y'all into the second hour of this year's annual tribute to the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame in class of 2024. And the highlight of the Country Music Hall of Fame, with the annual Hall of Fame ceremonies happening September 29th in Nepean, Ontario at the Centerpoint Theatre by Meridian. As I welcome y'all to the second hour, I would also like to open up the 9 o'clock hour here this morning with a couple of classic essential songs that come to mind when thinking of the Ottawa Valley. They truly speak the Ottawa Valley in many ways, and they are, first of all, by the legendary man we will forever remember as Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, Mr. Mac Beattie. It will be a classic titled The Log Driver's Song. Then we'll follow with the legendary Hank Rivers, or Henri LaRivière, who greatly helped put the Ottawa Valley on the map in 1967 with his Centennial Travels album. But from Hank LaRivière, it'll be the sung version of Ward Allen's fiddle tune titled Maple Sugar. So with that, I'd like to welcome you all to the second hour and say good morning to all my listeners out there in the valley and listening area. Welcome in, friends.
There's a valley I know where the tall timbers grow, where the Ottawa River flows swiftly along. In the spring, if you go where the headwaters flow, you will hear this old log driver's song. Go ahead, hip, hip, ho, keep the logs on the go, keep them rolling and twisting and send the square high. Go ahead, hip, hip, ho, through the rapids of below, where the Ottawa River flows by. In the fall of the year, they pack up their gear for Kalunch and the Swayaw and all camps along. In rain or in shine, for to follow White Pine and sing this old log driver's song. Yo, hip, 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 ho, keep the logs on the go, keep them rolling and twisting and send the spray high. Yo, hip, 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 ho, through the rapids of the low, where the Ottawa River flows by. In the long years gone by, when the red pine stood high, on to Black River, the timber did fall. In the spring of the year, when the big drive did steer, you could hear this old log driver's call. Yo, hip, 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 ho, keep the logs on the go, keep them rolling and twisting and send the spray high. Yo, hip, 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 ho, the rapids of the low, where the Ottawa River flows by. A mighty long toll from Swishaw to Snow, by Pembroke and Chapeau down to Campbell's Bay. At Port as do Fort, where we'll stop for a port and tune up the fiddles to play. Go ahead, hip, hip, ho, keep the logs on the go, keep them rolling and twisting and send the spray high. Yo, hip, 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 ho, I yearn, someday I'll return, where the Ottawa River flows swiftly along. And if I'm still alive, I'll go back on the drive and sing this old log driver's song. Yo, hip, 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 ho, keep the logs on the go, keep them rolling and twisting and send the spray high. Yo, hip, 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 ho, through the rapids of the low, where the Ottawa River flows by.
Timber!
Timber!
Yes, friends, once again, we're back here on the Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show as we pay tribute to the Ottawa Valley Class of 2024. With that mentioned, it is time once again to welcome another special guest of honor onto the program here this morning. This lady has for many years been making music in the Ottawa Valley. However, she lives down in Nova Scotia now with her beloved family. And her parents were well-known and well-respected pioneers of the Ottawa Valley, Julie Johnston and Bob Johnston of the Countrymen. So with that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute and honor this lady and her induction into Country Music Hall of Fame of the Ottawa Valley with this special interview. Now, following this interview, we will hear an all-time classic by her mother, Julie Johnston, titled The Leaves Mustn't Fall. And this also features Jennifer's daughter, Emily. So with that, I would like to welcome y'all to the Wayback Country Jamboree and invite Jennifer Johnston Armstrong to our program this morning.
Good morning. I'm doing all right. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to be talking to you. So let's go back to when and how it all began. You were born in the Ottawa Valley, I understand.
That's correct, yep. I was born in Horton Township, which is just outside of Renfrew, Ontario, in the Ottawa Valley.
Exactly, yes. And your parents were both well-respected performers as well.
They've been involved in country music and bluegrass through the years. My dad was involved in a group called the Countrymen, where he played the drums for about over 55 years, and my mom made guest appearances with them. And I can't remember the exact year that they started it, but they had the Valley Bluegrass Festival on their farm out in Horton Township for a number of years, probably 21, I think, but I'm not sure how many years.
Yes. So what was it like growing up in that sort of a family or around music?
I can't remember a time when music wasn't a part of my life. My parents were both involved in music, but my mom's family was also very musical, so often getting together. She had a large family of 10 children, so we'd get together with my grandfather and my grandmother, and there'd be a lot of kitchen parties and just a lot of singing and instruments and good times there. So it's been quite an influence on me through the years as I was growing up. There was always music around in some format.
Exactly, yes. And so would you say they were musically influential in your story?
Oh, for sure. Yep. Yes. Definitely influential in music. I think the first time I ever had an opportunity to perform on stage, I was probably 8 or 9 years old at the Wintario Lottery Show that came to town in Renfrew. And I sang a song pretty much from behind my mother's skirt. So that was a bit of my introduction to the stage, and I was a very shy child, and things haven't changed a whole lot.
Yes.
I'm still pretty shy and reserved, but definitely both my parents and their involvement in music has been a big influence on my life.
Yes.
Especially my mom. She has always been a mentor for me. Just always looked up to her when I was younger, and whenever I expressed an interest in getting a little more involved in the music business, they've definitely supported me through the years, and I've appreciated that.
Exactly. I imagine they were very encouraging and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Now, I also have a note here that you worked with the Myrna Loy TV show with George Hamilton IV.
Pardon me?
The Myrna Loy show?
Oh, there was only one opportunity when I had to sing with Myrna Loy.
Yes.
I think I met her first. I can't remember the first time I met her. It might have been at the Lindsay Classic Country reunion that they used to have down in Lindsay. I can't quite recall where we first met, but I did have an opportunity to meet her and get to know her a little bit better when she came to the Renfrew Fair one year.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. And so you have well-known songs in your own library of music as well, including Only a Dreamer.
Well, I'm not sure how well-known they are, but Only a Dreamer was my first single that was released. It was a single released. It was written by Dan Paul Rogers, and the single was released in a video on CMT. I think that was around the time, it was the first year that the Gatineau Clog didn't have a single winner when they had their competition. They selected the top 10, and they had us on a compilation CD. I was one of the top 10 selected that year. We toured around a little bit and did some performances, and they put out a compilation CD of the top 10 entertainers that year, and that was my first single that I released. It came out on that Y105 compilation CD.
Yes.
And maybe people might be a little more familiar with my second single that came out on my self-titled CD called 800 Reasons. It was okay. It received a little more traction on the airplay, and there was a video released for that as well.
Oh, was there?
But that's quite some time ago. So yes, I don't know if people would remember that.
Well, we're way back, as the show says, way back country. So, exactly. Mm-hmm. A lot of our mm-hmm. listeners have been with you for years, yes. So, coming into today's current time, what are you doing musically, if anything?
Well, 7 years ago, our family decided to move out to Nova Scotia. So it's been quite a change of pace out here. And I started working my day job. I work for the Department of Municipal Affairs and Housing in the Rent Supplement Program. And I'm sure you're aware, not just in Nova Scotia, but across the country, homelessness and housing has become quite an issue. So we've been kept pretty busy over the last 6 years that I've worked for the housing. It's been a very busy time, so it hasn't left me a whole lot of opportunity to get involved in the music scene out here, but I am part of the a worship band at our church. We attend Faith Baptist in Great Village, and they I'm part of the worship band there. I sing and play please every second weekend. And since COVID, they have a live stream, so they live stream all of their services on YouTube. So that's what's been keeping me busy the last 6 years, just exactly. Really enjoying that.
Yes.
Singing with a group of other people and playing music, and keeps me active.
Yeah. For sure. Now, tell us
about... And I also have been returning to... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Every year since we've moved out here and prior to moving out, I do fly home every year in the fall to continue to be part of the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame show, and I've been lending background vocals with Rick Rogers, who I'm sure you talked to last year.
Of course.
And we have a good time just providing background vocals to all of the artists that come on the show, and that's always an enjoyable time of year for me to go home and have a little homecoming with people that I've played with through the years, and it's always really enjoyable to
like
be part of that.
Like an extended family.
Yes, very yes. much so, yeah.
Yes. So you're being inducted into the Hall of Fame, of course, this coming September 29th. What will that mean to you?
Well, to tell you the truth, it was very unexpected when I got the phone call, but it is definitely an honor to be considered and recognized by your peers. I'm very appreciative of the opportunity, and I consider it a highlight of my career for sure.
For sure, yes. And so what, in your opinion, makes the Ottawa Valley so special, or what is so unique about that area?
Oh, I don't know. To me, even though we've moved to Nova Scotia 7 years ago, the Ottawa Valley will always be home to me. I was born and raised there. I have a lot of roots and history there, and just a real love for the people that live there. I really do miss home. If I talk too much about it, I'm going to get a little emotional.
I understand that, yes, Jennifer.
There's sure. always the possibility that we're hoping at some point to move back there. But it's just really close to my heart, and the Ottawa Valley will always be home for me, no matter where I end up. If we make it back or not, it's always home,
always
and I've always felt
exactly.
a strong appreciation for all of the people there who have supported me through the years.
Yes, okay.
And encouraged me, yeah.
And so I guess I have one last question for today, and I want to thank you for being on the show. So tell us a little bit about working with your mother and your music.
Yeah, that was quite some time ago. One special thing about her CD was that my daughter Emily was able to sing a song on there with her. And the song she sang was probably the first song I ever started singing when I sang with my mom, The Leaves Mustn't Fall.
Exactly. Yeah, it's one of my all-time favorites.
Me too. I'm really thankful that we have that as a nice memory.
Exactly, for sure. Well, with that, I want to thank you for everything, and we'll see on, will you be up at the Hall of Fame, I guess? Yes.
Oh, yes, for sure. My whole family's coming this year. We're going to fly my son up from university, too, so everybody can be there together, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, I'll be looking forward to seeing you. Until we
thank
talk
you
in
well.
Person, may God bless you, and thank you for everything.
Thank you. God bless you, too. I really appreciate the opportunity to chat with you.
For sure. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Johnny. You, too. Take care.
Yeah.
Snow was soon to come. As I was walking down a lonesome road, I saw a little girl sitting all alone, picking leaves as they came tumbling down.
Friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this is your old host and friend, Johnny Woodlock, sharing with y'all that it is once again that time of year to come on out and support your local musicians of the Ottawa Valley, as well as this year's Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame inductees. At this year's 2024 edition and matinee edition of the annual Hall of Fame induction and ceremony. This year's celebration will be on September 29th at 3 p.m. at the Meridian Theatre at Centerpoint, which is located in the heart of Nepean, Ontario. For more information, call the box office at 613-580-2700. Also, by visiting ottawacountrymusichof.org. Tickets cost $50 and it's going to be a great time had by all. Once again, it's that time in the program to welcome our very special Simbush the Wonder Husky, our beloved mascot, to our program this morning. and what she likes to call Simbush's Top Picks of the Week. With that mentioned, we would like to welcome Simbush the Wonder Husky to our program this morning with her weekly top picks. So let's begin with the legendary men of country music in the Ottawa Valley, and these are true kings of the Ottawa Valley in many ways. First of all, we're going to remember the Silver Fox, Ron McMahon, and many years ago, Ron had a success with a now very well-respected song associated with the Ottawa Valley titled Reserve Me a Table. Then we'll follow with another man who we call a king among country music performers in the Ottawa Valley, and that is Mr. Ralph Carlson. And Ralph has a song going out to my Mama Dawn today, who loves this song, and it's going to be Darby's Castle. And then we'll wrap up this set with a man who did a lot to promote the Ottawa Valley with his bar and dance hall called The Golden Rail, and that, of course, you'll remember him as Irwin Prescott, and a classic titled Foolishness, Jealousy, or Pride. With that, I would like to thank Simbush for her contributions to this morning's program. And welcome you all to the Wayback Country Jamboree. Good morning, friends.
Reserve me. Reserve me a table for two. Like an echo from an age long forgotten.
There's a story of a home crushed beneath those blackened stones, and a roof that fell before the beams were rotten. Cecil Darby loved his wife, and he labored all his life to provide her with material possession. And he built for her a home of the finest wood and stone, and the building soon became his sole obsession. It took 300 days for the timbers to be raised, and the silhouette could be seen for miles around. And the gables reached as high as the eagles in the sky, but it only took one night to bring it down. When Darby's castle tumbled to the ground, though they shared a common bed, there was precious little say in the hours that were set aside for sleeping. For his busy dreams were filled with the rooms he'd yet to build, and he never heard young Ellen Darby weeping. One night he heard a sigh as he laid his pencil down, traced it to her door and turned the handle. There the pale light of the moon split the shadows of the room, showed a place where two bodies lay entangled. It took 300 days for the timbers to be raised, and the silhouette could be seen for miles around. And the gables reached as high as the eagles in the sky, but it only took one to bring it down. When Darby's castle tumbled to the ground, when Darby's castle tumbled to the ground.
I know that you're hurt, but I'm not so great. A love like ours was perfect when you tried. You had to push your luck and go out drinking with your friend. Was it foolishness, jealousy, or pride? Yes, you've told me many times how much you loved me, but you had so many things with to contend. Well, I guess you found the kind of life you wanted, and now you want me only as your friend.
Johnny Woodlock, the host with the most on the Way Back Country. country jamboree. So pull up that reserve table and enjoy the music. And I'll see you at Sugar Shack.
If you're looking for me, I don't know when I'll be back. But you find me out at the Sugar.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome another Wayback Country special guest of honor onto the program this morning, including her induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame of the Ottawa Valley in 2024. She has been making music for many years now in the Ottawa Valley and surrounding areas. It brings me great honor to welcome Miss Ray Palmer to the not only the Hall of Fame of the Ottawa Valley, but also to our program this morning, the Wayback Country Jamboree and Morning Show. Now, following this interview, we will hear one of her latest recorded songs titled Put a Lid on It. So with that, here's a dear friend of mine and a true Hall of Fame inductee, class of 2024, Miss Ray Palmer. So let's go back to when and how your musical journey began, Ray.
Well, in the early 50s, I'm not trying to tell my age, anyway, our house was a constant symphony, you know, like from the radio, you know, Hank Williams crooning to having lively family gatherings filled with, you know, singing, step dancing. It was like a regular meeting of the fiddles, the guitar, mandolin, spoons, you know,
yes.
And even the occasional wash, you know. It was a joyful blend of sounds, you know. Music was very alive. It was the heartbeat of our home, you know. Sadly, house fire claimed many precious mementos, you know, like we had a lot of photos from those early years. And while reminders are gone, the music and the memories remain vividly etched in my heart. So, unfortunately, no, I can't see those pictures, but yes. I remember some moments with family and the music. Oh, my God, it was just awesome.
Exactly. I grew up much the same way, as the family Brown always said, raised on country music. So I have understanding that you also got your start around age 5.
Yep, I did. You know, I can still picture myself when I was a tiny gal on stage for the first time. I was belting out a Doris Day tune, and I was just basking in the applause like a seasoned pro, let me tell you. You know, just being on that stage and so young, you know, it was quite an experience.
I'd imagine.
You know what? The real magic happened at our kitchen table, because my mom, oh my gosh, she was an amazing woman. She was a vocal coach extraordinaire, and she transformed those early evenings into a secret, like a training ground, you know? The vocals, the words, the lyrics, and oh my God. So while my siblings, they slumbered, I was living out a little star's dream, you know?
Yes, for sure. I understand that. Yes, exactly. Now, I also understand that your family was, well, it was like a band.
That, it continued as I got older.
Yeah.
But it didn't last years, you know, because the kids grew up and they left. So, but everyone was musically inclined. Unfortunately, I'm the only one that kept it up. There's, you know, somebody played guitar, somebody played drums, somebody played bass, somebody played tambourines. They all had back vocals. So we did that for a few years, you know, playing events, you know, weddings and special events and stuff. So, yeah, but it didn't last, you know, as
but
long
at least
as
it paid off in the long run, because you're being inducted into the Hall of Fame for Ottawa Valley, yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and as I was saying, my mother, she always dressed me up to the nines. Oh, I had so many gorgeous dresses, because to get ready for my performances, you know, and I was with my dad and mom, and our band was called Ray's Trio. I used to put the hat, because in those days, that's how you got paid, you know? You passed the hat. And
yes, for sure.
With a budding entrepreneur, you know.
Exactly, that's right.
Yes.
Exactly.
It was a life as a child, you know, with music and with a mother so caring. And it's incredible how, to say that a mother's love and, you know, dedication can ignite a lifelong passion. That's what happened. Music, you know, has been my companion. It's been a source of joy and fulfillment that continues to enrich my life every day in countless ways. So I am so grateful for my mom for what she did for me.
Exactly. Now, also, I understand that the Valley was quite a place back in those days. Were you part of the Valley back in the early days?
I was born in Perth, but I didn't stay very long, you know. So I moved to the Ottawa Valley in the 70s. But I was a country girl then, but but I had a lot of friends in the Ottawa Valley, so I've been here for 48 years, and
nice.
I put down my roots here. I've built a life with my husband. I met Bob, married him, and it's been a great life the past 46, 7 years.
Oh, amazing. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. So in one sense, your roots are planted in the Ottawa Valley then, for sure, yes.
For nearly 50 years, I would say it's my place.
Yeah. Exactly, and that's right.
I definitely am a city girl. I'm on the outskirts of town, you know. So that allows me to enjoy the best of both worlds, because I like the vibrant life too, but I also like, I cherish the peace and quiet of the countryside, you know.
Yes, for sure. Another thing that you have to your credits is you can play several instruments.
Well, to be honest, you know, my musical, you know, versatility is thanks to my mom, because she was so talented. She was a musician. She was, she played guitar, mandolin, accordion, steel guitar. She could yodel. She sang both French and English, and I inherited a fraction of her gift. And but my main instrument, to be honest, is guitar. You know, for performances. But
okay,
I do experiment with the accordion and the ukulele. But I'm mostly self-taught. So I consider myself more of a hobbyist, you know, on those instruments. I taught myself, so, you know. But and the piano, I love the piano, but it, like I said, I'm not that great on it, but I try, and you know what, I get around. I can play songs like anybody else, but it's just not at the professional level where I know all the keys and that, you know.
I see. Okay, sure. Now, having first recorded your first single in 1981, I understand it was the old Hank Williams Kalijah. What were some of your earliest memories of those years?
Well, you know what? I started with the band, like my husband, you know, encouraged me to pursue a career in music and singing. So he got my band together. So after doing a couple years of that, I thought, well, Kalijah went over really well as my first single.
Yes.
So and I had a few more songs released, but by other artists.
Okay, so you were a songwriter in one sense.
At the time. Yeah. So then I thought, well, I think maybe it's time I start doing some songwriting, you know. So then my first song that I co-wrote was with a guy named Bart Robinson, called Corner of Walk and Don't Walk. Mm-hmm. And after that, my gosh, I started, and lots of songs were made it to the country hit charts, and I was very successful with that recording career, you know. It was a good one, and I thank my husband for that, because, you know, he kept pushing me. And then, you know, when he'd say, I hadn't written a song for a while, he'd say, Ray, listen, because when I used to get mad, oh my God, I used to take a pen and a piece of paper, and I used to write.
Yes.
I wrote a song.
For sure.
I could write a day, but I'd write a song. So when he saw that, you know, I wasn't writing anything, well, why don't you just get mad at me or something, okay? I would.
Exactly. So,
but the board of you was like, it was always encouraging me and pushing me to do stuff that I would have never done on my own.
Yes, I understand, for sure, yes. I'm about the same way.
Just like that mistake. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write the song. No.
No, you can't do that, no.
Yeah, but some of us are lucky and we can.
I see. So another album that you had out was the 2008 Ode to the Animal Shelters. How did that come about?
Well, you know, I had just retired from public service, and I had my 35 years, you know, in there. Just shortly thereafter, my sister calls me and she says, you know what? Oh, I have to do something to help out the animal shelters, because the pets, you know, they need our help, and the animal shelters need our help. And I says, hey, what a fantastic idea. Because we're both animal lovers, right? We want to save animals. So we ventured into a charitable cause. You know, I released a CD called Ode to the Animal Shelters, and it was aimed at supporting animal welfare, you know, through the power of music. And the songs that we wrote, my sister and I, Paulette, they were all based on true pet stories, and they were geared to, the songs were geared to animal lovers. That was a fun project.
Yes,
it took a year.
For sure.
It took a year, but oh my gosh, I enjoyed doing that one. It was all about pets, you know, the things they do, how you love them, how their love is unconditional, all that, you know, it was all in song.
So what is one of your favorite songs off that project?
That's What Pets Do.
Yes, okay, yes, yes. That was a cute one, for sure, yes.
Do you have a
see it on YouTube there. I was just listening to it before I phoned you, yes.
Forgot it. Yes, of course it's on YouTube. What am I thinking?
Yes.
You know, the memory's not too good, you know.
Well, that goes for us all at times, exactly.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So, tell us about your induction into the Hall of Fame of the Ottawa Valley. What will this mean for you?
Oh, my God. It's an incredible honor, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, music has been, you know, it's been the soundtrack of my life, you know, from my early days in Northern Ontario to being in the Valley, you know. Every note, every song has been for me. It's been a journey of joy and connection. Oh, my God. But the biggest gift is the people that I've met through music. So, you know, music is, to me, it's my biggest passion in life. And to be recognized by, you know, the country music community in this way, it's the icing on the cake.
On the cake.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So what would you say makes the Ottawa Valley so special in your opinion, Ray?
It's a busy town, you know, because it's government, you know, public service, a lot of public service, so it's very, very busy. But the people are so friendly, so nice. They're always there, you know, say hello. It's a friendly town. And I'm glad I live here. I've lived in other, you know, big places, but where the people are certainly not
as friendly.
Amicable. So I'm glad I made my, that I live here in Ottawa.
For sure, yes. And so I have a couple more questions, but when you perform your songs that night at the induction ceremony, what songs will you be playing?
Well, you know, I just decided, there's so many, I love mostly all of the songs I've done, but mm-hmm. I do have a favorite one. It's from my latest CD, Live, Laugh, and Love, and it's called My Memory. And
okay.
It's a song, it's in collaboration with a friend of mine, June Poundrill. And you know what? It's about a reflection on the fleeting nature of memory. You know, it delves into the frustration of our lost recollections, you know, questioning the ability to hold on to those precious moments we've had in our lives. And the lyric, it made a, you know, vivid picture of the mind grappling with the passage of time. So, and I'll tell you, I can really relate well. Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of when I sing it, they say, oh my God, Ray, that's me. That's me. And when I hear that, I'm saying, you know what? It's such a great song, really, because if you are going, if you're in that time, if you're in that space, you know, where like every day you say, oh my God, what did I do yesterday? Or, oh, I can't remember going there. You know, we're all going through
stuff for sure. Yes.
Inevitable. Well, some people may not. If you're lucky, you'll be okay.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So in closing the interview for today, what song can I play for you?
Actually, you know what? Put a lid on it.
Put a lid on it? Okay, sounds good. Sounds good, yes. I like that song about the popcorn and all that, yes.
Yeah, it's true story of my life. I've done a lot of those silly things, but you know, you gotta laugh at things in life, and my motto is you keep on keeping on and enjoy life.
Exactly, for sure. Well, with that, Ray, it'll be a pleasure to see you on September 29th, and I congratulate you from all of us here.
Thank you so much, Johnny. That was a real treat. And thank you for having me, and we'll talk later.
For sure. God bless you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Hey, lady, put a lid on it.
It started with making popcorn, not paying attention, and having a bad day, and covered up with multitasking. That's why I forgot to put that darn lid on the pot. You can't imagine the ugly mess. Thank God my guests had left. Tell my buddy Blake, well, that was a big mistake, 'cause he'll keep reminding me about it. Hey lady, put a lid on it. We'll be right back. gasoline. I let it get the best of me. All I wanted to do was cry and mourn the blues. Learned that life isn't much more fun if I laugh at all the silly things I've done. I stumble and fumble as I go along, but I keep on keeping on. More blunders tomorrow and more zingers to follow. Well, that's okay, cause this chick can dig it. Hey, put a lid on it. My stories get repeated all many a time. People have a good life, the expense is all mine. They laugh and they snicker, cause I don't toe the line. Guess what? Don't matter, Ray's doing fine. My little ditties come to an end, but not so with my crazy friend. You can bet he'll never let me forget. Hey lady, put a lid on it. Yeah. More blunders tomorrow, many zingers to follow. That's okay, cause this chick can dig it. Hey, put a lid on it. I will say it one last time. Yeah, put a lid on it. Hey lady, put a lid on it.
Come gather around me and pay good attention. A story I'll tell you in rhyme of the beautiful land that I'm honored to mention, this Ottawa Valley.
Howdy friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this here is your old host and friend, Johnny Woodlock, sharing with y'all that it is once again that time of year to come on out and support your local musicians of the Ottawa Valley, as well as this year's Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame inductees. At this year's 2024 edition and matinee edition of the annual Hall of Fame induction and ceremony. This year's celebration will be on September 29th at 3 p.m. at the Meridian Theater at Centerpoint, which is located in the heart of Nepean, Ontario. For more information, call the box office at 613-580-2700. Also, by visiting ottawacountrymusichof.org. Tickets cost $50 and it's going to be a great time had by all.
Oh, join us a while in the valley of mine. This Ottawa Valley of mine.
Now, friends, following that interview with Ray Palmer, another inductee to the Country Music Hall of Fame Class of 2024, we're back here on the Wayback Country Jamboree and Morning Show. With that said, we would like to send us out of the second hour here this morning with some dear legends of the Ottawa Valley once again and their gospel favorites. First will be the legendary Canadian plowboy Orville Prophet and the Judgment Day Express. Then we'll follow with a dear friend of mine, none other than Howard Hayes from the Ottawa Valley. And it's going to be Howard's version of the classic gospel hymn titled Family Bible. Then we'll send us into the very top of the 10 o'clock hour with our good friend, none other than Brockville's own, Tom Wilson of Tom Wilson and Border Bluegrass and also the Western All-Stars. It'll be no hiding place down here. So with that, I'll talk to y'all on the other side of the 10 o'clock hour. And I'd just like to say good morning to all my listeners out there. Morning, friends.
I was a fireman and a then an engineer. I seen the big skyscrapers and the mountains filled with dew. I have opened up the throttle on the northern cannonball, but I still have one to pilot, see the beauty of them all. When in judgment morning you awake and hear the horn, you'll see the train for heaven and be thankful you were born. Then you blow her golden whistle for the land of happiness, and you'll marvel at the beauty of the Judgment Day Express. I have heard her wheels of silver, and the cab is done in pearls. There's diamonds on the pistons, and they sparkle as they whirl. I sure hope I have the honor, and the good Lord me will bless, with the papers for the running of the Judgment Day Express. When judgment morning you awake and hear the horn, you'll see the train for heaven, and be thankful you were born. Then she'll blow her golden whistle for the land of happiness, and you'll marvel at the beauty of the Judgment Day Express. There'll be no more runs to schedule, it's beyond the reach of time. There'll be no more open switches as she whistles down the line. Oh, I pray I'll be on board her with the throttle up to S. See the brakeman give his signal for the Judgment Day Express. When judgment morning you awake and hear the horn, you'll see the train for heaven and be thankful you were born. Then she'll blow her golden whistle for the land of happiness, and you'll marvel at the beauty of the Judgment Day Express. There is still accommodation if you wish to come aboard, and the price of transportation you can settle with the Lord. If you kept away from Satan throughout every storm and stress, then I'm sure you'll get your ticket for the Judgment Day Express. When in judgment morning you awake and hear the horn, you'll see the train for heaven and be thankful you were born. Then she'll blow her golden whistle for the land's happiness, and you'll marvel at the beauty of the Judgment Day Express. And you'll marvel at the beauty of the Judgment Day Express.
There's a family Bible on the table. The pages are torn and hard to read, but the family Bible on the table will ever be our key to memories. At the end of day when work is over, and when
'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less haste to sing God's praise than when we'd first begun. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.